It's good to see each and every one of you, and good to be able to stand for the Lord one more time. I want to say this before I say anything else. I want to thank the church for what you've done for Sandra and me in the last year. I appreciate it. I was thinking all week, and before the week, I guess, on what to preach on. And everywhere I went, there's been a phrase, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that the next year. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of James, chapter 4, verse 13. Read the rest of the chapter. You know, as we journey through life, life is swiftly passing by for each and every one of us. Here we are at the end of another year. And if the Lord permits, we start another 2018. But you know, we don't have the promise of sin 2018. We don't have the promise of sin this year end. But if it's God's will, we will. Stand with us as we read the Word of God. Verse 13, it says, go now, ye say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. For we ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Wherefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You may be seated. Today I want to talk for the next few minutes. I thought about this all week long. What are we going to do if God permits for us to do it in the upcoming year? You know, as I looked into the Scripture, I could find out that life is swiftly passing by, as I've already said. But children, this year, this past year, has went by real fast. If you think about it, it don't seem like it was long till we was at the end of the 2016. Here it is, the end of 2017. And before we know it, if God permits, the 2018 will come and go just as fast. But I want to tell you what, as we plan for this year, you know, everybody looks into the future. I don't care who you are, I'm looking into the future. Some of these days are going to heaven. It may be in the next new year as it's coming up. But children, as I thought about this morning, looking unto God for what we need to look to Him for in the upcoming year, I thought about how that our faith ought to grow stronger year by year by year. You know what? We're going in a race this morning. As the apostle said, we're in a race. And you know what? It ain't how we enter that race. It's how we're going to finish the race that God has set before us. You know, as the new upcoming year there. We may have plans to do something big. And you know, if it's God's will, we may do it. But if you're here this morning and you're not saved, I want to tell you what you need to make plans to do is to get saved this morning and live for the Lord. My plan for the new year is to do what I can for God when I can. You know, I'm getting at the age that I had to slow down a little bit. But children, I want to tell you what, we're living in a society that's slowed down too much. You know, here it says, if we continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. You know what? We all got to live, every one of us, but we got plans to do all this stuff, but we need to make plans to be in the house of God when the doors is open. If we can, we need to be down at the house of the Lord. And we need to be planning to do and live a life before the lost and dying world that they can see that they are something big about serving God. I'm serving a big God today. He brought me through all these years since 1949, and I'm still here. I want to tell you what, God sees fit to pour His blessings out on each and every one of us. You know, in the past year, I have seen a lot of things come to pass. I look around over this audience this morning. I see Sister Helen sitting over there. I see Brother Jimmy back there. I want to tell you what, don't tell me that there's not a God. God has touched both of them. They're here, they're getting good reports, and we ought to thank God for His mercy. And I want to tell you what, this book that I got in my hand says that His mercy shall endure. I want to tell you what, His everlasting love shall endure. His power shall endure. I want to tell you what, His healing power has been around and is still here and it always will be here. I want to tell you what, the Bible says that there's nothing impossible with the Lord. God can do anything. If God can save a lost sinner like me, He can save anybody. I want to tell you that. I'll never forget the day I got converted down in an old altar of prayer. I'll never forget that day. They was talking about that in Sunday school. I can take you to the place. And if it looks like it did when I got saved, I can take you right to the spot at God. God save me. I know exactly when I pass from death unto life. And you know what? I'm looking forward to going through this year of serving God. I'm looking forward to it. You know, as we think about our church, oh, what's your plans for your church this year? Have you ever thought about it? That's a good question, ain't it? What can you do to help your church? You know what? We've got that turned around too much. I'll tell you, we've got it in such a way. What can the church do for me? God has done it for you. I'm here to tell you what, if you're a child of God this morning, you be at church, show up at church, and do a mind the Spirit of God. Walk in the light as He's in the light, and you'll have fellowship one with another. I want to tell you what, we're serving a mighty God this morning, and we're not a serving a dead God. a lot of people talks about their God don't have power to do this and that. All things was done away with the disciples whenever they went on to heaven. I got news for you, honey. God is still God. God's still living in the people's heart as he was when Peter walked here on earth, as he was when Paul walked here on earth, as he was when David was here on earth. And we'll even go on back a little further than that. He was here whenever Moses was here. He was here, oh, I tell you what, he was here when Adam was created. Because how do you know? The Bible says God breathed the breath and life into man, and he became a living soul. I've got a living soul. And I tell you what, my desire is to let the Spirit shine in the new year it's coming up. Oh, preacher, hey, I've heard this old stuff ever since I've been going to church. Well, if you hear anything new down at the church, you better examine it out. I want to tell you what, it's just a rerun. Life is a rerun. What has been will be. I tell you what, and what you're going through, somebody else has done went through it. I'm here to tell you what, you ain't the only one going through what you're going through. They some here it's really went through a lot in the past year. My prayer for you is that this upcoming year will be a lot better than the past year was. And go, I tell you what, God, it's your heart will prosper before the Lord. That's my prayer, that we will grow and prosper before the Lord. Oh, I tell you what, when the Spirit prospers, oh, I tell you what, you don't have to worry about it. God will take care of everything else. Here it is, that old preacher preaching prosperity. I'm here to tell you one thing that I believe, and I always will believe it, and you're not going to change my mind this morning. God has never forsaken his people, and he never will. So look, hold that head up, look up, and get ready to go up in the next year. You know what? There'll probably be some of us here next year, or some here next year, and they some here today that probably won't be here next year. But I've got news for you, honey. There is a reunion day some of these days, and when we all get together over yonder, praise the God today, and we're going to live throughout eternity in a place without no end. Oh, I tell you what, every year comes to an end too, don't it? Every year comes to an end. And oh, I tell you what, I could have started Brother Neil and go all the way back to his son-in-law in the back seat over there. And I guarantee you, I could talk to them about what they're planning to do in this upcoming year. They've got plans, I tell you what. But you know what? Them plans can be all messed up in a matter of few seconds. Children, I want to tell you, God is real. That's what we need to plan on, is going to heaven. And I tell you what, all the rest of it will fall in order the way that it ought to fall in order. Walk right, do right, smell right, and walk upright. Oh, I tell you what, walk upright before you, my fellow man. And I tell you what, oh, it feels good. I tell you something really makes me feel good. And somebody asked me, where do you go to church? I said, when I can, I go to Fairview. And I'm proud, I just rear back when I say that. I'm proud of the church. Are you proud of your church today? If you're not, you need to be here asking God to put a zeal in your heart that you love your church. Same way, men, if you ain't proud of your wife, I'll tell you what, you're to be proud of her. I'll tell you what, children, wives too, you're to be proud of your helpmate, your husband. That's pretty plain, but I'm here to tell you what, church, we're headed in a new year, and none of us knows what it holds for us. There's none of us. And you know what? You could lose that helpmate. you could lose him or her. Children of God is the only one that knows. Now, this word says to press towards the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, I don't say, I'm not heaven yet. I'm not there yet. I'm on my way, but I'm not there. Neither are you. But children, this could be the year that you make it. I tell you what, when life is all over, we just begin to live. Listen to me. To be absent from this body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. Take it any way you want to. Revelations, read it. I'm here to tell you what, children. We're going to a place that never will end. Oh, I tell you what. Now as we start this year, our prayers tonight, before we shut, I don't care if you go to bed at 6 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm here to tell you what, our prayers tonight ought to be for God. Ask God to lead and guide us in the right. He will, but help, ask God to give us the strength to serve Him. Have you ever had to ask God to give you the strength to do something? Well, I tell you what. You know, I asked Brother Jimmy how he's doing this morning. He said, I'm weak. I just can't seem to gain too much strength. Come find out he'd been out doing stuff. So, you know, the Lord still blessed me. You know, that blesses my heart when people presses and do what they need to be doing. And children, I want to tell you what this morning, down at the church house is a good way to help your faith, grow your faith. You mean, preacher, you grow your faith? Well, I'll tell you what, I've got more than I did have the day I got saved. I don't know about you. There's things in this Bible that I didn't know about when I got saved. Now I read it and I know it's right. Children, we grow. Now, that's another desire that we need to have in this upcoming year, to grow in the Word of God, to seek for knowledge and wisdom. If you like it, the Bible says ask, don't it? Ask. If you like wisdom and knowledge, ask of the one that gives it to you. Children, everything that we do and done in the last year, it was because of God's divine mercy upon us. And everything that we do next year, if God permits, will be through God's mercy, showing mercy upon you and I. God's grace, the Bible says, is sufficient for every one of us. Now, if you're here and you're not saved, and we're starting this new year, I don't know of a better thing that you could do to start the new year out than start it out as serving God. Started out of serving God. You know, I've done a lot of things in this world that I'm not proud of. I have. I'm human. But you know what? When I got saved, that's one thing that I'm really proud of. I like to boast about it because God loved me enough. He saved me. And I'm going to go to heaven. My mind is made up that I'm going to go. You know what? That's what we need. A made up mind that we're going to go to heaven. This morning, as we get us a song, if you're here, you need help in your life, this altar is open.